with an ordinary
Oh, yes,
black
sir. Yes,
coat.
sir. Sure, that's right.
And you said just a second ago there that they had wooden handles.
Yes, sir, they wooden handles, that's right. There's a knife and a little old piece of wood on each side of the handles on.
And said they had keys.
Yes, some little keys through there. They had that metal had holes in it. And you put some little keys through it and brad it down. They hold them that wood on them hand knife.
Mm-hmm. And then really sharp knives, what would they be called?
Butcher knives.
And later on, when you got water in the house, running water, what do you call the thing that you turn it off and on with?
A faucet.
When you first got it.
Yes, sir.
And you know, if you have the same kind of thing on a barrel, what do you call that?
Well, that's a faucet. Faucet too. Same thing in a barrel. A faucet.
And if you have somebody has one out in the yard, they can hook a hose on and water the garden.
Yes, sir.
Is that?
Yes, sir. That's about the same thing, you know. Yes, sir. That same thing.
You ever hear anybody call those spigots? Or are they all faucets?
Well, I tell you, we did this about all faucets, you know. Yes, sir. Cause we turn the faucet on out there. Hydrant.
Mm-hmm. And in the house, without running water, it must have been a chore to do the dishes. Could you tell me about that?
Well, I tell you, yes, sir. You did have to bring water in buckets or something other, fruit jars or something other, jugs or something like that, you know, and bring in there, you know. You put in the dish pan. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Get the dish pan in there, a big pan. And put the dishes in there and put the water in the kettle and tea kettle and heat it, you know, and pour it in there and then get some cool water and cool it out to what you could put your hand in and wash them with it. Get your rag, you know, and wash them dishes, you know, out and then have a rag at it, dry them off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you put them through a second water then?
Or no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. This, that's right, this one water mostly.
How about clothes? After they, did you have a second water?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They have two buckets or two tubs or what's there. We had to put them in, you know. That's right. Yes, sir. Wash them out in the shin water, you know, then and put them over there and arrange them.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And what did you use for towels mostly?
Well, we would use after we went. Well, we didn't use the fertilizer, but I remember us using fertilizer sacks after we went to getting fertilized. But back there, we didn't have none, and so just for some time, we could find some cloth, or just a white cloth, you know, that they have in the store, you know. Mm-hmm. And it is some kind of thick cloth, you know, and then my mother get it and cut up, you know, for towel, just in a small piece, mm-hmm. you know.
And the what you use on your body, would that be these fertilizer sacks?
Man, yes, sir. Yes, sir. After went getting them at fertilizer sacks, that's right, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mother make them air shirts out of them at fertilizer sacks, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Or she'd make shirts? I thought she'd make towels?
Well, after went getting that, you know, made shirts, you know. Yeah, you mm-hmm. take, well, back at in, well, my man, she take out that old stuff, you know, and I forget the name of that cloth, it ain't said ducking, but domestic. Mm-hmm. They call it domestic. It is some thick cloth, you know. My mother made clothes out of that, you know, underclothes out of that, you know. And then maybe some of it you take it, you know, and maybe some kind of a dye, something other. And I seen her get out and make us some pretty yellow shirts out of clay.
Is that right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Clay.
That's dye, you know. Keep them from being so white, you know, and all.
There'd be something in clay that would...
That clay get in there good, you know. You can get out there and this in them, some of them clay gullies, what kind of color?